from what I've seen from some of the data, the retention numbers are fairly typical Unify in comparison to others. But how much of a concern is it that you're having to replace such a chunk of your faculty?
Well, I would say it's as we prepare for our instruction, we have some rather unique programs. We have a literacy workshop model that our elementary teachers are expected to implement. So that's an instructional practice. So as we hire teachers, we want to make sure that they have these credentials or have this background. And therefore, as we're out recruiting, I think we have to be very aggressive and be competitive with new teachers. We know there's a national teacher crisis in regards to shortage. So Unit 5 needs to continue to be one of those districts that, first of all, competitive in regards to, I would say, best practices and instructional practices, but also competitive in regards to our salaries.
As you had said, there is an effect where people aren't staying in their jobs as long, but it also seems contributing to that shortage is there are fewer people going to school to become teachers, or they're just not even staying in the profession as long. What do you think of the main factors?
I think factors such as today, teachers are expected to, you could sort of say, going back to the old one-room schoolhouse, our teachers truly do meet the needs of all needs of our kids. So if I'm to speak about that a bit, we have students who come to us that we need to enable them to socialize, to able for them to adjust to problems or interactions with their peers. Teachers have always done this, but we're seeing this increase, especially in the early grade levels. We also are asking teachers to document student achievement based on individual students and then have interventions for those students, and that then to differentiate their teaching and to bring the curriculum then to reteach. Before, we used to teach to the whole class. Now we teach very much to individual students. So therefore, that demand and that increase of expectation of let's ensure that each student is successful. We have always been very much about that in Unit 5, but it's becoming more and more an expectation across the board to the point where as we even look at the new national standard of ESSA, that will continue to be driven, and we'll continue to expect our teachers to do so. And we need to find support systems for our teachers, enabling them to have ability to reassess and do that in a very efficient way, an effective way, and then modify their instruction. So it is a very complicated process. It's almost as if we're creating a diagnosis for each child and then having to implement, if you will, compare it to the medical field, we're now implementing ways to improve their academic success or their academic health, if you will.
There's the expectation of more one-on-one influence from a teacher, yet their class sizes are so much bigger. They have more students than they've ever had to deal with before.
Exactly. Class sizes, we're trying to reduce those, especially in the early grade levels, but we're not successful across the board. So that puts additional strain on teachers. High school level, our class sizes are always have been relatively large. I'm talking about, we have math classes in the 30s. Low 30s, but sometimes you'll have a class that might be in the upper 30s. At the same time, we may have another class that will be in the low 20s. So it sort of varies in your secondary world. But the elementary world, I'll tell you, we need to do a better job of reducing those class sizes, but that's a funding issue as well. So again, back to your original question, I think the demands on educators are greater than they've ever been, and they'll continue to be so. You know, people will say, well, you know, how successful are you? Well, you know, in the early, in the 40s and the 50s, and even in the early 60s, graduation rates were in the 60s to 70s. We expect graduation rates in the 90s. And that's where we want, that's our driving expectation. We're very fortunate. We do have high graduation rates. But again, think about that. We are truly continuing to educate all students, each student through, in the state of Illinois, up to age 22 if necessary.
Going back to early career teachers who, as we've talked about, are not staying in the field as long, what steps has the district taken to try to help in that transition to keep them longer, perhaps?
Well, first of all, we knew that we were not competitive in regards to our salary schedule, so new contract, we had to revise that. We had to be somewhat competitive. We're still not, as the bill that's sitting on the governor's desk, at $40,000 for an entry teacher. We're about $37,000 right now, but before that, we're $34,600. So we're not competitive in the salary range, so we had to adjust that. But also, I think part of our training and mentoring of our teachers, we continue to evolve that program, ensuring that our teachers are receiving assistance and are able to discuss with their colleagues. And we do that through our late starts, and we'll continue that through our late starts as making sure our teachers are supported. So I'm hoping we can continue to do that. Again, we use dollars from basically it's called Title II funding through the federal level, but we're hoping that is that continues to flow our way. I would hate to see the day when there would be no funding for this sort of thing, which is professional development.
If that $40,000 minimum becomes law, you had indicated that's a pretty significant step for some of your entry-level teachers. How does the district offset that cost? Can you absorb that?
Well, we can absorb it. So we'll have to work with our teachers. We'll have to work with our community. That's a total. That also includes their pension. So we're not too terribly far off in regards to that total package. But it'll still be a difference, and it also trickles throughout the whole salary schedule. So it's, yes, the entry teacher, but also will impact the teacher of 17 years and 18 years plus.
Is this going to lead to a tax increase?
Well, there are a couple ways to cover that. You either reduce your number of teachers, which would be contrary to what we've just spoken about with the needs of smaller class sizes, or you have to do something to increase revenue. And that's either through two methods. You know, you have your it'll involve a property tax increase, yes.